They shall fall in the midst of them that are slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword. Draw her and all her multitudes. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper, great multitudes about him. He gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said, dumb spake. And the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisee said of the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, and as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them. He healed them there. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are ye come out as against a thief, with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are